Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Dr. Sylvan Spooner, PhD graduate in History from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 19th, 1953, Premier of Barbados, Grantley Adams, addressed the House of Assembly on a matter of national importance, namely, the status of the island's petroleum rights. 3 years earlier, the monopoly of the British Union Oil Company was crushed when the island's petroleum rights were nationalized. After months of contentious negotiations between the Barbados government and the rival oil companies, the Gulf Oil Company was awarded a 5-year lease to explore 45% of the island's drillable areas, while the British Union Oil Company was granted a license to explore 55% of drillable areas. This decision created lasting tensions at home and abroad. One member of the House of Lords was so incensed that he labeled Barbados's nationalization of its petroleum industry a, quote, unhealthy manifestation of self-expression, unquote. Now, 3 years later, the island's premier stood to address the local House of Assembly on a series of meetings he had recently attended while in England. In his address, he reported that while there, he was warned that since his government had quote-unquote unfairly treated the British Union Oil Company and stripped it of its monopoly over local oil exploration, the island would no longer have access to loans from London until the matter was quote-unquote cleared up. Wary of pressure from Westminster, Adams reported that the government, people and legislature of Barbados had been maligned in a way he never thought possible. Highly critical of comments made within the British press regarding the nationalisation of Barbados' petroleum rights, he reported to the House of Assembly that, quote, the name of Barbados is a mud in England, unquote. With largely bipartisan support, a series of amendments, which E.D. Motley termed a quote-unquote practical compromise, were made to the Petroleum Act. In the subsequent Petroleum Amendment Act of 1953, Adams proposed that the British Union Oil Company receive 12.5% of royalties due to government should the Gulf Oil Company find oil on concessions previously leased to the British Oil Company. However, all was not as it seemed. The Petroleum Amendment Act of 1953 was in no way a reversal of the petroleum nationalization of 1950. In fact, the passage of this amendment on this day, May 19, 1953, was a well-calculated political maneuver, since Grantley Adams was well aware that the concessions granted in the amendment were unlikely to be realized due to declining oil production.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.